I would like to invite you to kneel with me as we pray. Heavenly Father, we are indeed very grateful for what you've done for us throughout these years, for what you've done for this country for 250 years. And we know that you have a special place for this country in the end times. And we're thankful for what you will do to protect each of us. You long to be one with us, to abide with you, to commune with you, even though you know all our hearts and all our secrets and all that goes on, and yet you still want to be here with us. So we're thankful for your presence. We're thankful for the way that you've led this church throughout many years. Not only this one specifically, but the general Seventh-day Adventist church as well. Be with us today, we pray, and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right, the scripture for today is Daniel 3, starting at verses 14 through 18. So Daniel chapter 3, starting at verse 14. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying to them, "It is true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the gold image which you have set up. Now if you are ready, at the time you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery, and symphony with all kinds of music, and you fall down and worship the image which I have made, good. But if you do not worship, you shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you from my hands?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If that is the case, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king."
Good morning, happy Sabbath, everyone, and happy Independence Day as well. God is good, and all the time, God is good. We serve a mighty God, one that will never leave us nor forsake us, and when we look at what God has done in our lives, truly, we are blessed. And so this morning, I just want to thank you. Thank the Booster Church for inviting me in their pulpit. It's an honor and it's a blessing to speak with the people of God, because today God have a word for us today. And so as we look to him for understanding, we look to him for It is unconditional love. And so today, I just want to say thank you again for inviting me in your pulpit. And it's a wonderful feeling. And as you know that, well, I guess everyone knows me. I'm from Jamaica, and I want to say that even in my presentation, and if you hear me speak a different language, it means therefore that it is my born language, which is the Patois, and the reason is because I have my Jamaican brothers here with me to support me. And so if you hear me speak a language, yeah, that's a Patois language. And so I just want to thank the Lord for His goodness, His grace, and His mercy. So at this time, the scripture reading had been read already, but I want to read it again. And so I ask that as I read, please stand for the reading of the word. Please stand. And the scripture reading is coming from the book of Daniel, in Daniel chapter 3, reading from verses 14 through to 18. And it reads, Nebuchadnezzar speak and said unto them, Is it true, O Meshach, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, do ye not serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now if ye be ready, that at that time ye hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harps, and all different kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the golden image which I have made. Well, but if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou art set up. My message entitled today, The Unshakable Faith. Let us pray. Heavenly Father and our God, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for your word. We thank you, great God, for being in your courts one more time. And so, Heavenly Father, as you use me today, we ask, Lord, that you may speak to me and through me, that your name will be glorified. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Please be seated. The people of God suffer from many illnesses today that we should not suffer from, one of which is one of the greatest illnesses we suffer from, and that is spiritual amnesia. We seem to forget what God has done so quickly, And as soon as we are blessed, we turn looking for the next blessing, forgetting to thank God for the blessing we have already have. And oftentimes we are blessed, we soon forget where our blessings comes from. Particularly those who have what I like to call a premature faith. Those who praise God before they understand what God has done. And Nebuchadnezzar is such a one, for he has received a blessing from God through Daniel in Daniel chapter 2. Daniel has properly interpreted the dream. And Nebuchadnezzar, in his gratitude for what God has done, give a premature praise in Daniel chapter 2, verse 47 and 48. And call Daniel God, the true God. But when in Daniel chapter 3, how soon Nebuchadnezzar forgets how good God has been. For he erects a golden image in his own likeness. Now the interpretation of the dream had nothing to do with Nebuchadnezzar erecting an image for his own self-worship. But Nebuchadnezzar received a blessing he did not understand. He gave premature praise and forgot where his blessing comes from. Church of God, we have to be careful not to forget where our blessings comes from. The blessings of the Lord comes from the Lord only. We got to understand, my brothers and sisters, that many times we have received the blessing from the Lord. And sometimes when we receive the blessing, we forget who have blessed us. And we got to understand that there are many times, even in my life, and when I was growing up, from a child coming up, I always hear people talks about the Lord bless them. But we got to understand that there are many times when we want the blessing from the Lord, we knew the Lord. And so when we get that blessing from the Lord, we tend to push God on the backside. And we got to understand that many will pray to God and pray to God earnestly for a house. You got to understand, my brothers and sisters, that where I comes from in Jamaica, there are many people also will pray for a house because that is their biggest desire. But as soon as God would have blessed them with a house, they forgot to serve God. We got to understand that many will come to church and they will worship God as if they will worship God from their heart. But many will ask for the house and they will get the house. And when they get the house, they forgot to praise God. And so before the blessing, after that blessing comes, they want a car. But we got to understand, my brothers and sisters, that God is the one who supplies all our needs. And God knows when we are, truly worship Him. And so if we always remember that we must not forget who bless us. There are many will want a job because we know that even in the United States, your job is so hard to get. And there are sometimes we tend to worship God and give Him all the praise and we will say to God, God, if you gave me this job, I will serve you all the days of my life. But as soon as we got the job and we start to earn the money and we start to earn what we our desire, because God would have given us our desire of our heart, and we start to live big, we forgot God. And we got to understand, my brothers and sisters, there are many of us, after we have gotten the blessing, we stop coming to church. We stop come to church. We stop doing evangelism. We stop telling people about God. Blessings, and because we caught up in the things that God would have blessed us with, we forgot to give God the praise and give Him the blessing. And so, my brothers and sisters, even many would have gone to the hospital, and we'd have seen many would have in some situation where they would ask God, and they would say, "God, if you healed me, if you let me be well again, I will serve you all the days of my life." But as soon as God given them their health back, you will see them come to church for 2 Sabbaths, for 3 Sabbaths, and you will not see them again because they would have gotten what they want, and so they leave God on the back. But my brothers and sisters, as for me, I can remember and I can testify of the goodness of God, because I remember when there was no food in the cupboard. I remember when there was no money in the pocket. But I want to tell you that I serve God anyhow. I give Him the praise anyhow. But one day God would have put money in my pocket. I can testify today that God has been so good to me that He put food on my table. Every night I when I went home, I have something to eat. And so I will say like David, I will bless the Lord at all times, and His praise shall continually be in my mouth, because God is a good God. And we praise God not because of what God can give us, but because of who He is. And so Nebuchadnezzar forget who blessed him. And so my brothers and sisters, Nebuchadnezzar, he erects a golden image. He set up a golden image, and he invites all the powerful people in position and in wealth. And he would gather them together in the plain of Dura, and he set up that golden image, and he called everyone to that dedication. And so when the music plays, he said, "I need you to bow down." He gave them an ultimatum as a motivation for worship. I said he gave them an ultimatum as a motivation for worship. He says, if you don't bow down, there will be consequences. If you don't bow down, you're going to be thrown into the fiery furnace. And so, my brothers and sisters, the ultimatum was bow or burn. So the motivation for worship was fear. I got to tell you that many people worship God out of fear. And so we got to understand that there are many times I can remember growing up that they would tell me that if you go into a certain place, the angel of the Lord will not come in with you, and they will stay on the outside and wait until you come out on the outside. But I want to tell you, my brothers and sisters, that the angel of the Lord is always be with us. And Jesus said that if we make our bed in hell, He's there with us. And so, my brothers and sisters, the fear must not be the motivation of worship. And so they came into that plain of Dura, and they will bow down. They bow down because they're afraid of losing what the king had given them. They bow down because they fear of losing their job. They bow down because they fear of the things that the king will do to them. And so, my brothers and sisters, they bow down and they worship the golden image because they know that the things that they own comes from the king. But I want to tell you, my brothers and sisters, that there was tree that stood up. You got to understand that we sometimes stand up because God, we know the God that we serve. And these three Hebrew boys, they stood up for their faith. Because those who bow down, they know that they get all the things that they'd have accumulated from the king. But these boys know that they serve a God who is higher than Nebuchadnezzar. You see, Nebuchadnezzar sit on his throne, but they serve a God who is higher, one who sits high and looks low. And so these three Hebrew boys, they stood up for what they believe. Sometimes, Church of God, that when the crowd is doing something and we know that it is not right, we tend to follow the crowd. But we must remind them that we are a peculiar people. We are a holy nation. We got to understand that even when the crowd is going that way, we must stand for what we believe, and we must say, wait, we are going the right way, because not everyone that said, Lord, Lord, will enter. And so these people, they bow down because they were afraid. And because the three Hebrew boys, they know that the God that they serve will deliver them. In spite of, they will be delivered. But we got to understand, my brothers and sisters, that we stand up because God will stand up for us. We got to be different. We got to understand that when persecution comes, we got to stand up for what we believe. When the crowd is saying that they are going that way, we must say we're going to stand up for what is right. When we stand up for the Sabbath, we know that we will be burned. When we speak the truth, we know that we will burn. When we stand up for righteousness, we know that we will burn. You got to understand, my brothers and sisters, that God is worthy to be praised and not man. And so these three Hebrew boys, they stood up for what they believe. You got to understand, my brothers and sisters, that while they were standing, there were others who are watching. And so you got to understand that not because the crowd is saying this, you must say this as well. But you must be different, and people will see that there is a difference in you. And so, my brothers and sisters, as these three Hebrew boys stand up for what they believe, people were watching. And you got to understand, the Bible says that there were some men of the Chaldeans, they were looking, and they would have recognized that all the people bow down, worshiping the golden image, but there were three that stood up. And it draw their attention to know that the king would have given a command, and these three stood tall. But I want to tell you, my brothers and sisters, that when you stand for what you believe, the devil will come at you. And you got to understand that when we stand for the God that we love, the God of heaven, the one that created the heaven and the earth, that the devil will come at you. And so these men went and they told the king about these three Hebrew boys who disobey his order. And we got to understand in verse 14 to 18, Nebuchadnezzar sent and called them. And when Nebuchadnezzar called these men, they came unto the king. And the king said, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that when the music plays, you bow down not? But we got to understand, my brothers and sisters, It all comes down to compromise. But you see, when we compromise, we cannot make God known. And so these men, they were standing there listening to what the king said. And the king was saying that maybe your ears were plugged. Maybe that the music was not loud enough. So I'm giving you a second chance to compromise. But you got to understand, my brothers and sisters, that even though he was saying that, the Hebrew boy said, "Oh Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful on what we say to you." In other words, they were saying that, "King, save your breath, because we will not bow. We will not bow to the image." But you got to understand, my brothers and sisters, that while they were there, Nebuchadnezzar was listening and then said that our God will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. But if not, we will not bow. We will not bow to the golden image. But we got to understand that Nebuchadnezzar, in his fury, Ellen G. White said that there was a demonic spirit take over the spirit of Nebuchadnezzar, and his feature was changed and everything was changed, and he got so angry that he said to the men, "Turn up the fire." You know the story. And so we got to understand that when we stand for what we believe, then we know that the devil will come after us. Job, testify. You see, Job was going about his business while God was in the heavenly places having a meeting, but the devil was going to and fro looking for someone to tempt. And so it was God, not Lucifer. It was God, not Satan, who said, "Do you consider my servant Job?" You got to understand, my brothers and sisters, that when we stand for our faith and stand for what is right and stand for what we believe, then the devil will come after us. But we got to understand that even though Job was doing right, he was doing everything right, yet still God recommend the devil to Job. You got to understand that sometimes when we stand for what we believe and God sees that our faith is strong enough, he sees that we are worthy for trial. You see, God would have drawn our resume and he would have looked into our file and see that we are worthy for trial. And so God would have recommended us to the devil. And so he will say that, "I know that not because I gave him a house, not because I blessed him with a car, nor with a good job, that he will turn his back on me." But God is saying to the devil, "Look here, my child or my son or my daughter, he stand up for me because he know who I am and not what I gave him." But we got to understand, my brothers and sisters, that when we stand for God, God will stand for us. And as they heat the furnace seven times hotter, we got to understand that these three Hebrew boys, they didn't back down. They stood for what they believe. And Nebuchadnezzar cannot believe that these three Hebrew boys, that they would have made a declaration of faith in the face of persecution. And so he heat the furnace seven times hotter. But we got to understand, my brothers and sisters, that when he heat the furnace seven times hotter, the boys, they stood with their heads high because they know the God that they serve. They know that the God that they serve will never leave them nor forsake them. But you got to understand, my brothers and sisters, the Bible said that the men who threw them into the fiery furnace, they were destroyed. they were destroyed. But you got to understand, my brothers and sisters, that when Nebuchadnezzar stood upon his high place and he was looking in the fiery furnace, something caught his attention. And so when he looked a little bit closer, he realized that he would have thrown three men into the fire. But when he looked a little bit closer, he recognized that there were four in the fire. And they were walking around in the fire. And Nebuchadnezzar, a heathen king, he said when he looked, he said the fourth one looked like the Son of Man. How does Nebuchadnezzar know that? The fourth one is the Son of Man? Because we got to understand, my brothers and sisters, that when we are going through our fiery trial, we got to understand that when we stand firm, when we stand tall, when we stand by faith in our fiery trial, people will see God in us. When we are going through our fiery trial, it attracts God to us. There's sometimes many of us as Christians, we tend to want to worship God, praise God without any trouble. We tend to want to praise God and live for God without any persecution. But I'm here to tell you that once you are living for God, you know that you have signed up for trouble. The moment we have taken Christianity, we are taking up trouble. I want to let you know, my brothers and sisters, that once we are saying God, the devil will not leave us alone. But I'm here to tell you that when God would have put us through the fire, He wants to refine us. And that's the time many of us, when we are going through our fiery trial, we find God. Because the fiery trial attracts God to us. I want to tell you that when our faith is lifted, when we stand for righteousness, once we stand for what is right, God will stand for us. The three Hebrew boys, they were in the fire, walking around with the God of heaven. Nebuchadnezzar could not believe what he saw. And so he looked a bit closer and he said, the fourth one looked like the Son of God. You got to understand, my brothers and sisters, that our crucible is one that will draw us close to God. You can remember when Job was going through his situation. Job said, I've heard about him. But while he was going through his situation, he said, no, I have seen him. Because when we are in our situation, we tend to see God working on our behalf. Because we got to understand that while we are saying God, trouble will come. Some of the times, none of us want to go through the persecution. None of us want to go through the fiery trial. But we got to understand, my brothers and sisters, that the fiery trial is the one that refines us, that draws us closer to God. It is one that will cause us to cling closer to the God of heaven. When we would have seen how God would have worked in his glory to defend us, we recognize that God is always be with us. He never leave us, he said, nor forsake us. But we got to understand that we're going to stand by faith. Now we got to understand the three Hebrew boys, they stand on the word of God. And while we stand on the word of God, the devil will come at us. And so these three Hebrew boys, they stood for what they believe. My brothers and sisters, as they stood in the fire, we got to understand that there's a part there where everybody will jump over. But we got to understand that before they go into the fire, we got to understand that they were bound. Their hands were bound. And this is a spiritual symbol of what is happening in our life. Before every fiery trials, we go into the fire bound. We go into the fire bound. Why they would have gone through such a problem to bound the three Hebrew boys? If the intensity of the fire was so great that even those who have thrown them into the fire were destroyed, why go with the problem to bound them? We got to understand that in every fiery trials, when we are going in, we are bound. We are bound with spiritual wickedness. We are bound with some things in our lives that needed to be cleaned. We are bound with addiction. We are bound with some things that is not of God. But you got to understand that the devil say that when you have your boundness, when he knows your boundness, he say that if I can throw you into the right situation, you will give up your faith. But I'm here to tell you that when you are going through your fiery trial, the same boldness that you went in with, you got to understand that Jesus will break those chains. Because when Nebuchadnezzar looked, he saw four of them walking loose in the fire. And it means, therefore, that God was with them in the fire. And God would have loosed their boldness. And God would have put us through the fire so we can experience a true salvation in Jesus. The three Hebrew boys, they were there in the fire. And it's so amazing that even the Eden king, when he looks, he recognizes the Son of God. And so, my brothers and sisters, as I come to a close, the three Hebrew boys, when they took them out of the fire, they were searching them because they were looking if anything was burnt on their skin. Or the Bible said that not even the ear on their head was burnt. But we got to understand, my brothers and sisters, that when God would have carried you through the fiery trials, God don't let you come out looking like your problem. You got to understand that when God took you out of the fire, he will not make you look like what you are coming out of. And so we ought to praise God, because he is the one that will lead us and direct us in the path of righteousness. As the three Hebrew boys came out, Nebuchadnezzar recognized that the God of heaven was the true God. Daniel God was the true God. And he recognized that the God that Daniel served, he can rely on that God. He recognized that whatever we are going through, once we call upon the God of heaven, he is willing to deliver us from our problems. As we go through our fiery trial, God will give us a fireproof faith. One that when we are going through our crucibles, he's there with us. And he will remind us that he will never leave us nor forsake us. And at this time, if you're willing to give God that option in your life, that he will make your faith a fireproof faith, just stand on your feet at this time. If you want God to give you that fireproof faith, just stand on your feet. God is worthy to be praised. And once we stand for him, once we stand for righteousness, God will stand for us. In spite of our situation that we are going through, once we make God available in our life, He can give us that fire-proof faith that when the enemy come up on us like a flood, God is always there to deliver us from the evil one. And at this time, we're going to turn our hymnals to 608 as we sing our closing song. That 608, faith is the victory.
Christian soldiers rise and press the battle ere the night should veil in glowing skies. Against the foe in veils below, let all our strength be hurled. Faith is the victory we know that overcomes the world.
Faith is a victory. Faith is the victory, oh glorious victory that overcomes the world. On every hand the foe we find drawn up in dread array. Let tents of peace be left behind and onward to thy fray. Salvation helmet on each head, with truth all gird above. The hearts shall tremble neath our tread, and echo with our shout. Faith is a victory, faith is a victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. To him that overcomes the foe, white raiment shall be given. Before the angel we shall know his name confessed in heaven. Then onward from the hills of light, our hearts with love aflame, will vanish all the hosts of night in Jesus' conquering name. Faith is a victory, faith is a victory, oh glorious victory that overcomes the world. Amen. Let us pray. Our God and our Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you, O great God, for your loving kindness. That reminds us, O God, that you will never leave us nor forsake us. And so, Heavenly Father, you remind us that, Lord, once we stand up for you with faith, O God, you will stand up for us. Almighty God, help us. As we look to you, we ask that you may strengthen our faith. We know, O great God, that the enemy will come after us. But I know, God, that you will always be there to guide and to protect us. So help us, Almighty God. Give us that fireproof faith that while we are going through our crucibles, O Heavenly Father, we can look to the hills from whence cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. We thank you today for your blessings. We thank you for your word. We thank you, great God, for your Holy Spirit that continue to lead and to direct us. Continue, Almighty God, to live within us. That, Lord, when the days of persecution shall come, O Lord, that you will give us that faith that we may stand up, comes what may. Even if the heavens fall, we will stand for you. So, Heavenly Father, strengthen our faith.
Help us, O God, that as we look to you, that we look to you, O God, as the author and finisher of our faith. Grant us your blessing today. Forgive us one more time, O God, of our sins. Cleanse us and wash us. Wash us thoroughly, O God, and create in us a clean heart and renew that right spirit within us. Until then, Lord, keep us faithful and true until you come. And when you come, O Heavenly Father, we ask that you may save us into your eternal kingdom. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen and amen. Thank you.